highlights of the Chicago Film Festival also on the morning news. It's going through October 23rd. Dean Richards, Sunday morning, WGN Radio, 1021. Some pretty cool and important things going on around the Chicago area that I like to keep you posted on. You've heard me talk about the Hope Clinic in the past. The Hope Clinic is a pretty important organization working with, among other things, women with HIV at their infectious disease center at Northwestern Memorial Hospital. Dr. Sarah Sutton is their co-director and joins us on the phone line. Dr. Sutton, thank you for joining us. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me today.
Always a pleasure to help out people who are helping others, as you do at the Hope Clinic. Explain a little bit more about what it is that you all do there.
Well, the sole purpose of the Hope Board 15 years ago when it was started was to prevent HIV-infected babies from being born. And I think the big word out is that this is a preventable occurrence. And that's what this board does, is it helps support us at Northwestern to try to do this. And many, many centers across the country are trying to do this, particularly at academic centers. And it takes a whole bunch of work. And the Hope Board helps support us in that activity. What I know is that women often think when they hear that they have HIV that their life is ending, and that they won't be able to have children. But with adequate diagnosis of HIV at first, you know, getting the diagnosis, getting linked to care, and getting on treatment makes that all possible again, including having children that do not have HIV infection.
Wow, so that's amazing because, I mean, first of all, getting an HIV diagnosis in the past was terrible, terrible news. But now it is... very treatable indeed. I had not heard the latest that the children who are born to women with HIV are being born without the positive diagnosis as well.
That's right, and that's been known, and our ability to do it has improved and gotten better and better. And so that's a word that needs to get out. People shouldn't be afraid to get tested, because it won't mean the end of what they want in their lives.
Yeah, and that's part of what you're doing at the Infectious Disease Center there. I mean, you know, when you hear Infectious Disease Center at Northwestern Memorial Hospital, I mean, these days probably Ebola is, you know, coming to mind. Is that something also that the Infectious Center would be dealing with right now that, you know, everyone's so concerned with?
You know, every hospital is charged by the CDC to have an Ebola policy and be prepared to screen individuals who come in who are acutely ill, and to find out where their travel history, what their travel history is, where they've been, and then be able to isolate that individual immediately so that other people aren't exposed. So our institution, Northwestern Memorial Hospital, it certainly has one, but all the institutions are supposed to be in developing similar policies. And the CDC has really helped guide us make a rapid decision whether to isolate someone so that everyone can be protected.
Yeah, is the medical community pretty satisfied with what the CDC is doing right now in that regard?
You know, I think that the medical community is very satisfied with what the CDC is doing. But this is the first occurrence of urban Ebola that has ever happened in the world's history. And so we're learning about that, and they are trying very hard to stay on top of it. And right now we're with the CDC supporting their efforts to contain this epidemic as much as possible.
Yeah. Well, with regard to the Hope Center and the Women's HIV Program at Northwestern, in addition to dealing with the medical issues, do you not also provide all kinds of other support for women and their children as well?
I am so glad you asked that. And that's part of why this this program is so intense. It's easy on paper to prevent HIV in the babies. The pregnant moms have to have been tested so that they find out that they have HIV. Some of the pregnant moms already know they have it. The women need to see an HIV specialist as soon as they know they're pregnant. And there's several centers in Chicago that do it, and Northwestern certainly is apparently the biggest one. And the women have to take their medicines every day throughout pregnancy. And my hope is that they continue to take the medicines so that they stay strong to be a healthy mom.
Yeah.
But it's easier said than done. HIV-infected women and girls carry a huge emotional load. They have fears. They feel the stigma of the culture around them. They don't believe that they can change the outcome of the pregnancy and get a healthy baby, at least in the beginning. And so what our program does is provide an incredible amount of support. We have a psychologist. We have a devoted social worker. We have a nurse coordinator. Our staff in our clinic is so in tune to pregnancy. Our clinic transforms on Thursday morning into a room full of pregnant women. We have pharmacists who have a special interest in HIV and pregnancy and the challenges that is. So it's just an incredible group of passionate people who are really devoted to the cause.
Yeah, it sure sounds like super service, that's for sure. You have a special event that's coming up as well that I wanted to let everybody know about. It is your annual wine event that you put on to raise money for the Women's HIV program at Northwestern.
Indeed. It's just a wonderful event. It's actually this week on Thursday, October 16th. It's at the W Chicago Lakeshore Hotel on the 33rd floor in the Altitude Room. And that's at 644 North Lakeshore Drive in Chicago. It's really close to really close to Navy Pier. And it overlooks the lakefront, and it's just a beautiful venue. It's an amazing view of the lakefront and such a great event.
If people want to get more information on the event, people want to get more information about the Women's HIV program, phone number, website, what do you have for us?
Sure. We've got you can Google HOPE at Northwestern Memorial Hospital, and there's the website, and you can learn all about us, and you can find out the information from the website about this event on Thursday.
Very good. And phone number is 312-926-7133, and we appreciate you joining us, Dr. Sarah Sutton, the co-director of the HOPE Clinic at Northwestern. Thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure, Dean.
Nice to talk to you.
It was really a pleasure. Thank you so much.